India's vote is a resounding shout against extremism. Believers begin to rebuild in Orissa, and VeggieTales come to the aid of a medical ministry. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India's polling results are a vote against religious-based extremism. The United Progressive Alliance, a secular coalition led by the Congress Party, swept the elections. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Stravers calls it an answer to prayer.
There really is a spiritual battle going on for the soul of a country.
Stravers notes the animosity believers endure has continued.
There was another attack against a relief camp. Christians who were forced into relief camps have been living in these horrible conditions for 6 months. Now they're being attacked in the camps.
A major question hangs in the air. Will there be more tolerance for believers?
Be praying for peace. Be praying for authorities that are willing to protect the rights of minority Christians as well as Muslims and others that are attacked by Hindus.
Stravers says their ministry is seeing fruit.
The church is growing extremely fast. We just had a report last week. We don't even understand why there's so many new churches being planted and new believers coming by the millions into the church. We're trying to figure out what's happening, but we think that the Lord is moving here in a remarkable way, and we're just praying that all the schemes of the evil one will not stop the good things that are happening there spiritually.
Meanwhile, the National Religious Broadcasters is launching a campaign to help persecuted believers in India. NRB's Ron Harris says TV and radio stations can raise money to help Gospel for Asia rebuild homes and churches for Christians who lost everything last fall.
Some of the people are still homeless from what took place back during the summer and early fall, and they need their homes and they need their churches. Some are still living in tents or out in the woods, and we need Christians to come alongside.
$2,500 will build a simple, practical home for a family with local materials and labor. $11,000 will rebuild a church.
If a station were to raise as much as $40,000, they could rebuild a community and its church. That's pretty astounding. And that would be a worthy goal for a station to throw out there to their listeners.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Reach Global missionaries in Mexico are branching out. A recent trip to the Dominican Republic revealed a partnership opportunity with a church there. The Dominican leaders want to start small groups in seven churches who lack small group ministry. Reach Global will strengthen leaders in those churches by sending short-term teams from Mexico to help with discipleship and other areas of need. Christian training and support is one of the greatest needs for leaders in much of Latin America. Next, ministry in Peru is moving forward in spite of a missionary's death. Living Water International's country director Tommy Head trained teams to drill wells in remote Amazon villages. He died in an accident a few weeks ago, but the teams will carry on, says LWI's Melanie Duvall.
I know every single one of his team members is dedicated to bringing clean water to the people of the Amazon. And I don't think that they're going to let this stop them at all. They're going to carry on the passion that Tommy had.
One people group in the Amazon, the Candoshi, practice revenge killing. They're trapped in a hopeless cycle of violence, but the gospel has started to penetrate the darkness where they live.
I'd say God is definitely moving there, and I think it would be kind of sad if we gave up on them now.
And Bob and Larry from the VeggieTales are going all the way to Honduras to help Cure International. Cure's new hospital there will operate on 1,500 kids each year. Most of them haven't been able to play with friends or go to school because of their health. Bob and Larry's job is to remind those kids that God loves them. Spanish-translated products of VeggieTales will fill the playroom at the new hospital. Pray that Bob and Larry's joyful message will lead children to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle of E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of Muslims and Jews who are giving their lives despite the hate, killing, tension, and violence. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Support MNN Today link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.